Every Thursday we get caught up with Ivy Tech, and our good friend over there is Jenny Vaughn. She's out of the shop this morning, so we get caught up with our other good friend, and it's Susie Graham. Susie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. I'm great. How about you?
Well, I'm wired up. I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to talk Ivy Tech. I'm ready to talk about anything and everything you want to talk about. Are you an NCAA tournament bracket filler-outer?
You know, I used to be. I've kind of gotten away from it, especially, you know, with our hometown team not being in it. I'll tell you what I'm enjoying following is the high school basketball.
It's unbelievable.
And, you know, that Seymour gym is going to be packed on Saturday. Everybody going down there to see Romeo.
It was packed last Saturday, and I'm guessing
they're
going to have a repeat performance because this tidal wave is just picking up more and more momentum.
Isn't it great?
And the story I told last half hour was the other schools that are playing in the semi-state, phones rang off the hook all day yesterday from the 812 area code, people trying to get
tickets.
Yeah. Hey, are you going to use your allotment? Well, if not, how many would you like? We'd like 100 tickets, please. So you're right. That is a Hoosier hysteria happens in multiple ways, but that's an exciting part of it as well. Give me your official title. I never get it right, so I'm not even going to try to get this right. I usually pass it to Keith, but since he's abandoned me for spring break.
I am the executive director of development, so my job is to help bring in more funding to help Ivy Tech programs, Ivy Tech students, and to help us meet the needs of our local workforce.
And that's been and there's no wonder why you haven't any time to fill out a bracket, because Ivy Tech has been growing rampantly, and obviously with Bloomington growing as well, your partnership with that community, you're trying to crank them out as fast as possible. So let's get them enrolled. How do we do that, and when? Where are we in the semester? Obviously, spring break would suggest halfway through.
Right on.
And then, we're ready. We got summer around the corner, fall around the corner. It's never too early, right?
That's absolutely. In fact, registration for summer and fall opens this coming Monday on the 19th, and we're going to be hosting an express enrollment week here at our main campus on the west side of Bloomington on Daniels Way. So folks can come in, they can meet with advisors, they can meet with our financial aid professionals, they can get enrolled, they can get ready to go and hit the ground running. So it's a great time to do it before there are long lines that might form later on. So we encourage those who are interested or thinking about it to come on out to campus, and we'll be happy to see them next week.
Now, Susie, when you talk about express enrollment, do these folks need to bring certain things? Do you need to have transcripts? How does that work, or is this more? Yeah, just tell me how it works.
Yeah, so we help talk them through the process. Whatever they can bring along that demonstrates their past performance, whether they, you know, have graduated from high school or they have previous college experience and a transcript, that's helpful to have it. It's not required to have that because we can always request those things online. But anything that would help them provide sufficient information to get them in the door, what we will do is we'll look at, for example, if they have taken an SAT exam or an ACT exam to help us determine placement things. Otherwise, we can help do some assessments here and just get everybody pointed in the right direction to get them placed at the appropriate level for them. We don't want to get folks going down the wrong pathway if they're not quite ready for that, for example. So we do some internal assessments and help them along. But it can all happen on the spot here. That's what the whole express enrollment is about, is to help them take care of everything in one-stop shop.
Yeah, and this could be for students already enrolled perhaps at IU if they're looking to take extra summer courses. This expands out, correct?
It certainly does, and we see a lot of Indiana University students during the summer because it just makes sense for them to be able to come over here and take some of those required courses that are going to seamlessly transfer back to IU and will apply toward their degree, whatever that might be. So it's a great partnership that we have with IU. So we're welcoming those IU students. In fact, I would encourage them to come over, although I'm sure they're not listening to us because they're down on a beach somewhere.
Hey, whoa, they can listen to WGCLradio.com.
That's right, I take that back.
Well, you might get a little sand in your telephone, but those things will happen these days. Susie Graham's our guest this morning. She's the director of development, and I am the king of stupid questions, and since Keith's not here this morning, I can't slide it over to him and have him ask, so I have to ask myself, what about kids in high school that are looking, can they start taking summer classes? Do they have to wait till fall if someone's trying to get ahead in that degree? How does that work?
No, you know, so there are so many different ways we can work that. We offer dual credit classes, so students can actually take high school classes and earn college credit at the same time. Depending on their academic level, they can come here and take classes with us as well. That works out great. We also have another program. It's an accelerated associate degree program. We call it ASAP, A-S-A-P. It simply allows students, generally those who have been high performers, right, so they've got a strong GPA and they have a strong capacity to do well, but they can come to us and they can complete a two-year degree in 11 months. And the beauty of that, of course, is that it accelerates their academic experience. So they finish that and then they can transfer immediately to Indiana University or any other four-year partner in the state.
Does that come with a spring break in those 11 months? Do you get any kind of break?
They do get a break.
They would have to. You don't want to. But you know what? It's interesting because I think I've had this conversation with Keith before. But the reason this makes sense is in your job, in my job, in most people's jobs, you work 11 straight months. That's not different. People think, oh, geez, that's some kind of grind. And well, not really. It's a grind for maybe the student that's used to having summer off, but that's how the real world kind of works.
It's the real world. It absolutely is. And it's a pretty intense program, and we do some screening, you know, of applicants at the front end to make sure that they are up to it. There's rigor involved in it, but it's really a great fit for those students who do want to move forward at a more accelerated pace. And we offer those associate degrees. So the ASAP program comes for degrees in liberal arts, education, business administration, informatics, which of course is a huge
field. Oh my goodness.
Biotech and pre-social work. So there's a host of degree options for those students.
Are those degree options cause and effect of what's happening in Bloomington with our labor?
Yeah, you know, each of the Ivy Tech campuses statewide reflects the composition of the community that they serve. So we, for example, are the primary campus in the state that offers a degree in biotechnology because of the huge life sciences industry that we have here. Other communities might stress, for example, advanced manufacturing more prominently than, you know, another program that they have. So certainly the programs that we offer here are intended to respond to the needs of our workforce.
So you have those options. So basically, when people hear that, you're getting pushed in the correct direction if you need a career path development.
Yeah.
You're just not; these aren't just advanced degrees to have an advanced or an ASAP degree just to get you out there and get you through the turnstile. This is helping you get into the workforce as well. Susan Graham's our guest this morning. She is the Executive Director of Development at Ivy Tech. You've got a big career expo coming up. We've got all these folks in school. We talk about getting into these areas of expertise to get into these fields. You bring the employers in here to help out.
We do. We're going to be having 40 of the area's strongest employers with us on April the 5th. They will be here to meet with our students who have been preparing for their career search over the course of the past year. So they've been learning how to polish up their resume, how to interview, how to network, and how to really take advantage of this kind of opportunity. And of course, it's terrific for the employers because they're looking for highly skilled new employees to come in and join their workforce.
They have a captive audience.
Yeah, it's a win-win across the board, is for sure.
Now, do you do these multiple times throughout the year? Is this a spring and a fall deal, or you just have it once in the springtime?
Yeah, so it's just in the spring, but the preparation for it goes on year-long. So we're helping groom students at different junctures so that they can be honing those skills and be prepared when that opportunity for an interview comes along.
And obviously the practice in that, you don't have to take a job right there. You can just go through the ringer and see what it's like. And you don't have to jump out there. These are kids getting a little piece of it all. We know the O'Bannon Institute is right around the corner. That is a massive, massive event. Over 300 people will be a part of the ceremony, the speakers, the luncheon, the tables are all gone, everything else. I can't pronounce the gentleman whose name who's going to be speaking there.
Michael Smirkanish.
That's right. And if you can spell it, you get an extra dollar. He's the ice cream man from Columbus, right?
You got me on that one, Mike.
I think he is. I think that's right. But he's done a bunch of other things as well. But the one thing we don't want to get lost, and I talked to Bette Savage yesterday from the City of Bloomington's Volunteer Network, and she mentioned this as well. The O'Bannon Institute also has a day of service, so we want to focus on that.
Yes, absolutely. So we're going to be looking to log 1,000-plus hours of volunteerism in the community on the 27th, which is something we started last year, and we were successful, and so we want to achieve that and go beyond that.
1,000 hours, that sounds
pretty cool, isn't it?
How do you do that?
Well, so we work with a lot of community agencies, partner organizations, and what they do is they align themselves with this initiative for the day. And so there are volunteer activities going on not only throughout Monroe County, but through the other counties that are part of our service area. So in Lawrence County, in Owen County, Greene County, et cetera. And so what we do is we tabulate all of these hours across all of these venues. And as the day moves along, we get finally up to that 1,000 hours. So we are ambitious, and we're also optimistic that we will reach that goal.
Well, I didn't know it was a regional thing. That's great. The more the merrier.
Yeah.
Now, if people want to get involved with that, how is the easiest way to go about it?
So they can work through Bette, certainly, through the city's volunteer network, which is a great portal for it. They can just contact us here at Ivy Tech, or they can go online and they can sign up. It's just ivytech.edu/O'Bannon. And they can go in and see all of the different projects that we have that we're signing up volunteers for. They can do it online. It's easy peasy.
And, again, volunteering, great. And to be a part of it, it's sometimes easier when there's a whole gang of you going out and volunteering.
Yeah.
You do-gooders. There's do-gooders everywhere. And there's plenty of them in this region and plenty of opportunities to get involved with it. And before we let you go, Susie, tell me about lifelong learning. We know that never ends. But there's something that I also want to pass along. I know it's spring break, and we'll revisit this as the quote-unquote semester moves on, but there are summer activities that we should probably start taking a look at if you want the pick of the litter in what you want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And so this applies both for kids, school-age children, but also adults. Our summer courses are gearing up, and we're going to be opening up for registration for summer camp. So this is really important for parents who want to have their children involved, for example, in art camps, but we've got lots of other things. We've got 3D printing and modeling, blacksmithing. There's going to be a whole host of camps that we're going to be running for kids, and they're all age appropriate, but they can be looking for more information that will be coming out in the Herald Times and also certainly on our website. Adult classes are going as well. We're taking registrations for the second 8 weeks, so there's still time to sign up for those as well.
Blacksmithing. If you've been dreaming about making your own horseshoes or sword, boy, have we got the class for you.
Isn't that great?
It is. Well, if the chancellor's out of town, you can go home early today. Go ahead and watch a little NCAA tournament basketball. Rekindle your love affair with the game, and I won't tell.
I'm going to tell Jenny Vaughn that you said that. Well, Mike, thank you so much.
That's right. Well, don't put Keith's name on it. Just when in doubt, always blame Keith for that. Hey, Susie, thanks for your time. This was fun. Enjoy the rest of your spring break. Enjoy St. Patrick's Day, and enjoy the rest of the semester. I know we'll get caught up before the end of the year.
Sounds great. I appreciate your time.
Susie Graham, she's the Executive Director of Development for Ivy Tech.